Okay, thank you. Are there any other announcements? Any prayer requests? Levi will read the psalm this morning, and Cal will say the prayer, and Tom will bring us the message. We'll begin.
Psalm this morning is Psalm 103, 1-30. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
Good morning, God's peace. Welcome. Let's join in prayer and open our service together. Father, we come before you as your humble servants, each of us differently, some of us trembling, some of us joyful and full of song. And but Father, we know that you've called us, we've came. And we're thankful that you've called us. Called us to fellowship together. Sometimes we wonder why, and other times so grateful that that we can just be together. Called us to hear that sweet, tender voice of yours. Called us to hear that stern rebuke, hear that push, that pull, that embrace, to feel that embrace of others, that hand upon the shoulders that we don't expect. And yeah, may we, as the psalmist say, that from the bottom of our heart, from the bowels of our being, that we can bless your soul for being that rock and that foundation of ours, that we even would desire to sing a song unto you, that for we know that you, through you, all things were, all things are, and all things will be. And yet there's times when things aren't so well physically, and certainly pray for our sister here this morning, Joan, that recovering from her surgery, and our brother that, again, some marks that need healing, and those marks we can see, and those marks we can pray for, and Father, give us that yearning to pray for the marks that we can't, to be honest about those marks inside that we need help and that we can't fix on our own, and that only you can heal. For all that you touch will prosper, your word tells us. And certainly pray for Lynn as she goes through her struggle. 'Tis long and hard, and Father, yeah, we don't question you. We certainly have our own plans and our own hopes for the future, and that mainly being that you will call us home. Be with those who are traveling, those who have traveled, those who are not here with us today, that they will be in fellowship somewhere with someone and hear the word, and may that word of yours be gifted unto us through our brother here this morning, that preach unto us that you have gifted. Let us hear that which you want us to hear, and may we join in that common knowledge that you have called us with that tender call. Let us join together in that prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Shall we continue with hymn 448?
Thank you. May the grace, mercy, and peace of God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be granted unto you in this hour of worship through that indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. If we can take our Bibles and turn to the fourth chapter of Philippians and read from 4 to 9 is what we'll be discussing today. So we can get our Bibles ready and go there. I just wanted to look at the psalm for a few seconds here that Levi read. Just the 13th verse, I just wanted to, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. It's an interesting translation here, pitieth. It's more of a compassion or bowels of mercies. It seems like what, the way it's worded here, feel sorry for when you hear the word pity. But this is the, I believe, the heart of the Father for his children. He has bowels of mercy, so much so that he looks at them and basically has so much compassion, and that's why he's saying, as far as from the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions from us. It was at a cost. The cost of the life of his son. But it's not something where he feels sorry for us. He's more of bowels of mercy and compassion. I do like the way the Greek and the Hebrew look at that. So it's more of a bowels of mercy, not of a pity, even though it says pity there. So just maybe he is so compassionate for the ones who believe in the work of the cross, and the ones that believe in him and are followers of Christ and are disciples of Christ, and through that Holy Spirit, he has a compassion for us to move in his kingdom and be confident in what he is doing with us as the potter. So if we read the text in Philippians, I will read it in Jesus' name. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be known, made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good rapport, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul says, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Sanctify these words, Father, for thy word is truth. It poses some questions when we read this. It's also asking us to do something. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in when he is answering prayers. Yes. Rejoice when he is answering prayers. No. Always. Delight in him. Cherish who he is. And this chapter and these verses from 4 to 9 is speaking mostly on things, thoughts. What are you thinking about? Where's your mind focused? Where are you going? What's influencing you to think the way you do? What decisions are you making? Who is influencing those decisions? Are you thinking short-term or long-term? Are your decisions just for this week, or do they affect you eternally? Are you thinking of just worldly decisions, choices of this world? How will they affect, or are you thinking eternally for the fact that this is not our home? Those are the things that are coming to mind. When or if you were born from above, are your thoughts and conversations, decisions formed from these verses? Are you persuaded and apprehended by God through the Holy Spirit often? Or is it just once in a while? How is making your decisions, or what is influencing you to make your decisions, going to glorify God? If I decide to do something this week, what's going into the decision making? Is it simply, well, I got to get this roof finished? I got to put this roof. I've got to finish this living room. I've got to put this crop in the field. Or is there other thoughts that are coming? Are there eternal thoughts that come during your week? Is the decisions you make going to glorify God? Is decisions you make, what impact will it make on the bride of Christ? Will it be a positive impact? Will it be a negative impact? These are all things that we think about in our minds, and thoughts we have. And this text in Philippians is getting us to just focus on these things constantly. And meeting what the word is saying here. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Joy and delight. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Do you have self-control? Do you have temperance? Or do you just have no moderation? Do we have moderation in most things? In some things we're not so sure. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. What does be careful for nothing mean? Are you anxious? Do you worry? Be careful for nothing. Do the thoughts consume you that you're, like, if you looked at yourself and you said, how many times do I think about things that aren't completed in my week? Probably quite a bit. I've got this to do and that to do. I've got to make sure this is done. Those are things that are temporal. Those aren't things that are eternal. We think about them because we have to do what God says, work 6 days of the week. Get things done. Do we think on things that are eternal, that are complete, that are finished? It is finished. The work of the cross is complete. You are made whole. God has transformed us because of the work of the cross. We are saints in His eyes. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Do we pray without ceasing? And what does that look like? During your day, is the Holy Spirit coming to you with thoughts and ideas of how to grow your business, how to change your business, how to build your relationship with your wife and your children? Are you asking God to help you with these things? Are we considering the fact that it says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So it's a complete sentence here. We pray, we offer supplications, we're thankful for what we have. What are we most thankful for? The grace of God, the favor of God. That we receive His mercy and not His justice because of the work of the cross. We are able, because of this, to make our requests made known to God. Because we can come boldly to the throne of grace, because we have confidence in the potter. Requests aren't demands. Requests are more of, can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? According to your will and way. And then the results of this, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. We have a brother in Christ that's gone to this church for many years that quotes this very often. We all know him. I'm not going to say his name, but I've heard him quote this probably 300 times. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, we'll never really understand it, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What is the peace of God? You are made whole through the work of the cross. Whole, complete. A rock that has no cracks. A stone wall with no gaps or missing bricks. Because of that work. Because of that Son that paid for your sin. In John 14:27, I'll read 26 just because it helps. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So basically, whatever Jesus said unto you, the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance. Peace I leave you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Troubled is worry, anxious. Afraid is fear. Your heart has been replaced with a new heart. In Ezekiel 36, 24th verse to 28. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land. And I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols, will I cleanse you. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I have to your fathers, gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is what God does with the heart. He replaces it with an obedient one that can be molded and made and conformed to the image of his Son. Not just the heart, but the minds, through Christ Jesus. Romans 12. One and two. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. What is the mercies of God? You're getting what you don't deserve. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Your hands, your feet, your arms, your mind, your heart. You are ambassadors for Christ in this world. You are his hands and feet. Wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. You are set apart. You are different. You're chosen of God. You're not of darkness, but you are of light. You have salt. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. What is the perfect will of God? To believe on him who I have sent. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God will do this in you because you're his. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good rapport, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. There are eight things here. Whatsoever things are true. John 14, 6 and 7. The gospel. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know me and have seen me. Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to know the Father is if you know the Son. The only way to gain heaven is to believe in the Son and the work of the cross. He is the truth, he is the life, he is the way. And the only reason why you come there is because of the Father. Through the Father. He draws you. Through his grace. Honest. 2 Corinthians 8:21. Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Interesting how it says both here. The Bible says we're not supposed to be respecter of persons, and we're not. But we are supposed to be ambassadors for Christ. That's why it says this. Provide for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. When people look at us, do they think of us as honest? Do we tell the truth? Do we speak the truth? Do we not lie? Do we not exaggerate to make ourselves look better? Just. Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. Who are they speaking of? God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit. His work is perfect. The work of salvation, the work of redemption is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. That's God. That's the Father. That's the Holy Spirit. What he decides is perfect. What he decides is exactly what we need at the exact time we need it, so that we will change and move in a different direction, a direction towards him. Or if we're not in that direction, we will change and toward and go towards him. Pure means innocent and chaste. Psalm 51:10. This is a very, very beautiful prayer. You've probably all heard it. This is after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. 10th verse. We'll read the 9th too. He's asking God to do this. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I have sinned, a great sin. My heart is dirty. Create in me a new heart. Like Ezekiel says, one that is not hard, one that is not hard as a stone, but is fleshly, that I, God, you can mold and make through your grace and renew a right spirit within me. Whatsoever things are lovely, Ephesians 4:32. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. It says it in the Lord's Prayer, which we said twice today. Are you kind, tender-hearted, forgiving? You have been forgiven by the work of the cross. Your sins are taken from as far as the east is from the west. Do you hold a grudge? Do we hold a grudge? No. We don't, because we've been forgiven. And a heart that's forgiving, forgiven forgives much. Of good rapport. How would God look at your reputation? Proverbs 22:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. When they see your name, is it a good name? Is the first thing they see?
Excuse me.
First thing they know? The glory of God. First thing they see, that person's different than most people. Do you have a reputation of being an ambassador for Christ? Do I have a reputation of being an ambassador for Christ? Positive reputation. Good rapport among all men. Virtue. What is virtue? Strength, valor, power. In Proverbs 10:9, it says, "He that walketh uprightly walketh surely. But he that perverteth his ways shall be known." He that walketh uprightly walketh surely. There's a confidence there because they know the Lord. There's an assurance there because they know that they've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But he that perverteth his ways shall be known. In the same book, Proverbs 31. They're not just speaking of women here. Verses 10 and 11. Who can find a virtuous woman? They are asking that. The one with virtue. For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. The bride of Christ. God is creating a bride that is virtuous. It says woman here, for brides are women. But in the bride of Christ, there's women and men. Her price is far above rubies. Cost him his son's life. The heart of her husband, the bridegroom, does safely trust in her. Because she believes in the blood of the Lamb, she believes in her. Sins have been taken away, and she believes that the potter will mold the clay so that it will be the bride for the bridegroom, and that we will be in heaven, a home where he's prepared. Finally, brethren, like I said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good rapport, if there be any virtue or power or valor or strength, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Isaiah 25:1, praise. O Lord, Thou art my God, my everything, my all in all. I will exalt Thee. I will lift You up above all things. Your word is magnified above Your name. You are the most important thing in my life. Why? Because of what Your Son did for me. Everything else is second. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things, saved me, redeemed me, taken away my sin, prepared a home, blessed me in His kingdom, given me desire to read the Word of God. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. God is faithful to do what He says He's going to do. He's faithful to take you home. The truth of the word has zero error. When God says something, it's not wrong. It's absolutely right. And there are absolutes. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul says, the God of peace shall be with you. Paul is saying, God has made me the example for you. And we are so fortunate these days because we have the written word, the Holy Scriptures. Everything is in here. Everything you need is in the Word. And the God of peace shall be with you. We don't fully understand it, but God will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus because you're His. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your words to the Philippians. We thank You for the saints. We thank You for our congregation, that You've been with us and You've guided us through all trials, and You've given us all treasures in Your Son. Father, we are most thankful with the ability to proclaim Your gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to all. Give us strength and encouragement through it. Give us a confidence and a boldness that is unwavering in Your word. Give us the ability to preach Christ and Him crucified, as it will bring all men unto Him. Give us the ability to unify in the Word, through that Holy Spirit. And Father, help us in this season. Help us in our trials. Help us in our daily struggles. And give us the hope of salvation through that Word. And Father, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's close with 486 and then the doxology 670.